Good evening. My name is Salo Kupu. Today on the show, I have a special guest. I have my mentor, Nick Russo, who's currently mentoring me to be a broadcaster, and I have some interview questions for him today. How are you doing this evening, Nick?
I'm doing great, Sailor. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you bet. I have some questions for you. First, what desired you to pursue a career in broadcasting?
You know, when I was really young, I sat in my room and listened to the radio a lot, and I was the only child, so the radio was kind of like my best friend. And so I would sit and listen to the radio a lot, and I figured out what I could say to get on the radio. And then once I figured out what the DJs would play back on the radio if I called and said it, I started doing it all the time and trying to win contests and stuff. And then when I was 18, I moved out of high school, or moved out of my parents' house, and moved to go to college in Corpus Christi. And I was delivering pizzas for Domino's, and I would call in and do traffic reports. And so I was always really into radio. And then the guy who I would call in and do the traffic reports eventually one day invited me in for an interview, and that's how I first got into radio.
For me, it was the same. I enjoyed growing up listening to radio. I would be in my room all the time, listen to music, listen to the DJs talk. I've always enjoyed hearing people winning contests and winning concert tickets and just being so happy. And radio has been a huge part of my life, too. Now, what is it about radio that you've always enjoyed?
You know, I think it was partly the music. I think music was a big escape for me. And so I always listened for the music. And then whenever I've got into radio, the thing I've enjoyed the most is the listener interaction, talking to listeners, getting to hook up listeners with concert tickets and other cool prizes and stuff, and the excitement, the overall excitement of giving things away and playing music for so many people. Like, I feel like I'm doing a service to the community, especially because radio is free. So that's probably one of my favorite parts about it all.
Oh yeah, because I can't agree with you on music. They say music is therapy for a lot of reasons. It puts you in a good mood. It helps you relax. It especially upbeat music. You can celebrate with it, dance with it. You know, music is a big part of life for me too.
I always thought that music has a unique ability to make you experience life differently, because something we forget is that in our ears, there's little filaments or microfibers that actually detect the sound that tells us what we hear. And so if you listen to music your entire life, you'll hear every beat of your life.
Now, who have been your biggest influences? What other DJs have been your biggest influences?
A lot of my biggest influences are some of my past bosses. I've been really fortunate. I had a really good boss in Corpus Christi named Dave Dotson, who he gave me my first start in country music, and he gave me a lot of life lessons that influenced me to be a better person, be a more accountable person, to be a better employee and a better friend. And then another old boss of mine, his name was Ed O'Conyes. He taught me a lot about creativity and theater of the mind, and really how to relate to the listener and make the experience all about the listener. And then also my last PD before now, which was Mark Landis, he was a big influence. He really made me believe in myself like I hadn't believed in myself before, and he made me believe I could get to where I'm at today. And then my current boss, Bruce Logan, he's been extremely influential in my life. He's helped me to really make myself even better when I didn't think I could. So most of my influences are past bosses.
Yeah, well, my biggest influences, of course, as I mentioned before, they were Bob Kingsley, Lon Helton, you know, Casey Kasem, you name it, all the big.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I grew up listening to those as well.
Oh, same here. And as far as on air people, those were the guys I listened to a lot. Also, John Garabedian, and he had a thing called Open House Party that was super fun to listen to. And then Billy the Kid was a big on air influence for me. He's up in Dallas. And then there a guy named Tino Cochino. He used to be in San Antonio, now he's in Phoenix, and he's always been just someone that I always wanted to be like a little bit, you know, their style on the air.
Next, what have been some of your biggest challenges that you faced and you had to overcome throughout your career?
I think maturity was the biggest challenge, because radio is one of those industries where it'll really challenge your maturity, and it'll challenge the your best bet to make some choices can be tougher sometimes. So I think maturity was the biggest challenge I faced.
Yeah, indeed. You have to be, not only mature, but professional, because you're interacting with people all the time, and everyone's listening to you on the air.
Absolutely.
What are some of the achievements and milestones that you're proud of?
Well, I was named Music Director of the Year for large markets back in 2013, and that was when I was working in Top 40 Music. That was one of the best awards I ever received. Also, I received acknowledgement by the chairman of the FCC for my work on Twitter during Hurricane Harvey. And also, I got a shout out on stage from Garth Brooks once when he came to perform in Houston. So that was another big, really cool moment.
That's definitely something to be proud of after all the hard work you put in. My name is Sailor Cooper. Be sure to join me next week for my first debut show of Right Eye Radio. The show will be fun and entertaining. I'll play the hottest music on the charts, talk about the latest world news, and discuss many topics related to blindness, only on Right Eye Radio. And now we're back with Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. As you go further in your career, what do you hope to accomplish in the future?
You know, I'm at an interesting place right now where I don't really know what the future is. If I could picture myself doing anything, I'd like to get into television or something on camera. But also, I think maybe one day being syndicated would be really cool to do my show and have my voice in many more markets.
I know you've hosted many, many shows, but out of all of them you hosted throughout your career, could you at least tell me one that's been your favorite, that's meant a lot to you?
Yeah, I would say that my show that I do now is probably the most important one, just because it's the furthest I've made it in my career. I've always dreamt of being in the major markets. I always dreamed of being in a Houston or an LA or a New York or something. So being here doing afternoons, plus I got a lot of family in Houston. My dad, my uncle live here, and so they get to listen to me on the radio. My parents can even listen from back home. So doing this show here in Houston for the Bulls, probably my favorite, just because there's so many pleasing things as far as family, being close to friends, and being in a city that I love.
I bet, because, it feels so great to be in a major, major market, and because you've come so far from starting in Corpus Christi to going to San Antonio and going all the way up to market number 6. That's an amazing accomplishment right there. I admire you for that.
I appreciate that.
Well, this has been an interview with my mentor, Nick Russo. It was a pleasure interviewing you tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it, Sailor.
You bet.